Thank you, Gwen Plum, for being with us. This is your first time to the studio, and you did find us, so thanks so much for being here.
Took me a while.
We're just glad to have you here. So Gwen is here to tell us a little bit about today's Energy Day. There is going to be a couple interviews about energy, as I've told you before. And also, just a preview, Annie Levinson Falk is going to call in from the Citizens Utility Board at 9, and there is a major potential sale going on if Minnesota Power gets bought out. And so that is a very important interview to listen to, so don't go away. But meantime, we have Gwen Plum here. She is just a citizen and a representative of our area, and also a volunteer with Citizens Climate Lobby, and has been for a long time. This volunteering led her to St. Paul on March 6th with myself and a bunch of other people to meet with not only sort of clean energy business leaders around the state, but also our own Minnesota legislator reps, senators, and representatives to basically impress upon them certain things that we felt were important regarding our energy future. So first of all, Gwen, thank you for being here, and tell us a little bit about how you heard about Citizens Climate Lobby and what it means to you.
Well, I guess we're going back.
We are going to have to go back a little bit to do that.
Yes. Well, both my husband, David Gerhardt, and I have been very interested in climate for a really long time. And we really read a lot in the newspaper, and it just became an important thing to try to figure out what to do, because this is really the crisis of our hour. So I got introduced to the Citizens Climate Lobby group that was meeting up here in Two Harbors, and we started driving up and got involved, and Katya was leading the group at that time. And yeah, there was a lot to do in terms of writing letters to the editor to try to influence opinions. We met with the editors at the Duluth News Tribune.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
We did that several times.
Right. And just really trying to inform people about what's really going on and what they can do about it.
Yeah, and it seemed like, you know, 10 years ago, it was definitely a different conversation. Would you agree? I mean, it seemed like we were mostly about making sure everyone understood that this was indeed happening,
right,
and that it would be felt by everybody personally. And now I don't know if there's a lot of question about that.
Right. Now you just have to look at the weather around the country, and you can really see it. So, yes. So I really enjoyed getting down to St. Paul. It was quite the experience as well.
Yeah. And, so I'll just tell everyone that Citizens Climate Lobby has done a lot of online work since COVID, but hasn't done as much in person meeting. Although around the country, I shouldn't speak for other parts of the country. But if anyone is actually particularly interested in this, you can now work. Citizens Climate Lobby isn't just national and federal legislation focused, but also in Minnesota, we have a very active Minnesota team that just works with influencing our Minnesota legislature. So because the legislature is in session right now, it's a very busy time for us. And talk a little bit about SEEM, the Clean Energy Economy Minnesota that we hooked up with.
Right. Well, when we first got there, there was a big gathering and in the rotunda, and we learned about a lot of the groups that are part of the green economy that's really growing in Minnesota. And Clean Grid Alliance is actually a lot of different states, but this was mostly Minnesota. And we later on learned that one of the businesses is right just north of Duluth in Hermantown, and that's Rewire America. And so we really got to connect with some businesses that are helping to get the green economy going. My husband and I put in our solar panels 3 years ago, and we worked with Wolf Track Energy and had a great experience with them. They took care of all the permitting and connections and things that had to happen. And we've really had a very positive experience and have been...
Have you been happy with your panels?
Yes. And they've been producing really well for us.
Wonderful. Do they reduce your bill, or like how does that work?
Well, currently we are pretty much unable to, we don't have to pay a bill. It does cover our bill. And so I'm really very happy. I'm hoping in the future to get to purchase an EV car. And that will be also, I think, I'll be able to charge it on those panels.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then, so you're probably up on all the changes with what do you get paid when you actually are giving back more to the grid than you're using. What's the situation with that right now where you live?
Well, right now, well, I guess it's a Minnesota policy that we have to be paid a certain amount, basically
yes.
the retail amount.
Yeah.
And that is something that they are discussing in St. Paul right now in terms of do they want to adjust that downward. And there's a discussion about the other impacts on other ratepayers
right.
as well as what the wholesale rate is. But it is important to remember that people that do step up and put the money in and try to, help with, we're helping MPNL right now because they don't have to build all those solar panels. We're building some of them.
Right.
And that's an investment and we're producers at that point
right.
too. So, yes, I know it's a complicated calculation, but I do feel that it is good to have incentives to
yes.
encourage people to do the right things and invest in clean energy.
Okay. And then let's talk a little bit about, so on that day, we heard from business energy leaders, and then we also went and had our own meetings with, did we have two? We had two
yes.
meetings.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, so we met with our senator and we met with our representative. We met with both Hochschild and Zalesnikar. Just tell me your impressions from those meetings. Had you ever met with either of them before?
No, I had seen them on TV, basically.
Yeah.
and read about them in the newspaper.
But, yeah. So what was your impression from personal meetings?
Well, it was a very intense experience. This is a lot of good discussion happened very quickly.
Yeah.
We had basically 15 minutes and plus a little bit.
Right.
And to try to get our point across that we would, as a group, CCL would like to lift the moratorium on nuclear power.
Yes.
And that's another part of what's going to be necessary to move toward a clean energy economy.
Yes. And what was the response from both or either of them?
Well, Senator Hochschild is a co-sponsor of the bill in the Senate. And so he is definitely supportive of that. And we did some discussion on the, what will it take to try to get this across the finish line, maybe, in terms of our eventual goal.
Yes.
And what are the steps and who's important out there. So
yes.
We did some of that discussion.
And just for the record, meeting with Zalesnikar, she was also in favor. We
yes.
talked about a variety of things. I think sometimes people think, well, my person is already in favor, so what's the point of meeting with them? Would you say there was a good purpose, even though they were already in favor?
I really think that it's important for our representatives to know that we support them in this position because they will get discussion from the other side, shall we say. So
right.
they need to know there are people that are concerned with the environment that are supporting their positions. And yes, meeting with Zalesnikar was also wonderful. And that was a little noisier. That was in the cafeteria.
Very busy. Yeah,
busy place.
You kind of get into their world for just a few minutes and realize how intense it can be.
Like, yes.
They were on their, fifth, sixth meeting of the day and just really running from one thing to another. But still, just, it always amazes me their ability to just focus in, meet people, listen to them, and share where they're at. And I'll also add, I think most listeners know because we've had stuff in the paper recently, the local paper about this, but, Citizens Climate Lobby really officially lobbies for bipartisan solutions, and this is mm-hmm. one of them. And it's just a real interesting case because it's not lockstep and barrel the way many climate issues are with, Democrats being all about something and Republicans not being about it. It really is different that way. So I feel like that made it a really interesting topic.
Yes.
And I love to see things being shaken up a little bit that way. What was your, if you have anything to add to that?
Well, just that Representative Zalesnikar was very much on board. And I guess they had already decided as, Republican position.
Right.
That they are going to support this. So it very much nice to hear that. And then we did, you know, discuss the bipartisan part of how CCL works and how we would like to encourage more of that. I think all citizens would like to see more things get done on a bipartisan
basis. I think so too, even though sometimes when the devil's in the details, people still want to take stands and not necessarily compromise. And I think often the center is the best place. It was interesting with Hochschild because on his side, you know, it really is more about providing cover for this position because it's not one that his party necessarily supports. And that's also a different but interesting discussion.
Yes. One of the phrases that kind of stuck with me was to encourage people to at least be nuclear curious. You find out more about it because right now we have these newer modular nuclear plants that are so much safer and under any kind of conditions where you would lose power.
Yeah.
And so these are being built and these are definitely, you know, just to be an option. That was the other part of it was doesn't mean that we're going to build so many nukes next year. This means we are going to evaluate their benefits and costs along with every other type of clean energy.
Right. And for more information, you can always go to the Lake County Press, the March 7th and 14th editions, which if you have a subscription, you can go online and get the archives. It has a lot of Q&A about these important things, including the issue of waste, the issue of safety, and the issue of local communities, including the Prairie Island communities. That was all part of the discussion. We're kind of running out of time, but
sure.
I can't help but ask about your impressions from after the meeting. We went down into the basement of the Capitol, and they had a big legislative session with key members of the Energy Committee speaking to us. Tell us about that.
Yes, we got to get the positions
right
on both sides and kind of what they're really focusing on. And Prairie Island is a really big part of making sure that the Native people are consulted and are part of the whole process here.
And ensuring that what happened 50 years ago does not happen again. I mean, they definitely made it clear that they were not, you know, they ended up storing the waste, which they had not agreed to originally. And they do get paid for it and they don't want to stop now. But still, the process was not appropriate.
Right. They were basically told they had to do this. And that's, you know, I think they need to also feel comfortable with the results here.
Yeah.
And one of the things that might happen is that these modular units can use some of those spent fuel rods as fuel. And so that would be.
I know that's an incredible new development. I mean, mm-hmm. I think there is no other form of energy where the waste product is actually part of what's used to do it again. It's truly recycled waste. So that's, again, you gotta learn, become nuclear curious if this sparks your curiosity. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking with Gwen Plamas, volunteer of Citizens Climate Lobby and a member of the Northland chapter, which is our local chapter of Citizens Climate Lobby. Gwen, would you recommend this? Because I think this is going to happen every year.
Oh, I think it's a great experience. I came away really feeling like this is how democracy should work. We should talk about things.
Yes.
And discuss them and really get involved in what really calls to you.
Yep. And I think, you know, I'll just add, you know, there's lots of Zoom meetings that go on. You can commit half an hour here, an hour there, but to commit a whole day, a day and a half down the cities may seem like a lot initially, but I think everyone who went felt it was well worth the time and all the in-person handshaking with real people really matters.
Yes, yes. Getting to know people.
I really do get to know people.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much, Gwen, and thanks for taking the effort to come here and find our station. And I would love to have you again sometime.
Okay. Thank you, Katya.
Yeah, bye-bye. Again, that was Gwen Plum,